This particular standard requires two components of rigor. Students use procedural skills and fluency in solving the problems required for the objective related to finding the correct area and circumference. As you plan instruction for a standard such as this, it is important for students to practice the skill enough to achieve mastery. It is often helpful to provide time for guided practice as well as independent practice. Students also need to demonstrate conceptual understanding of the formulas to derive the relationship. This is often more challenging than procedural skills and fluency. A helpful tip for conceptual understanding is to ask students questions involving why they do certain procedures. In this case, possibly asking why they think area uses radius while circumference uses diameter, or why they square the radius for area but don't square the diameter to find circumference. If this objective involved application, perhaps mentioning solving real-world problems, you could work more with situations or scenarios from the real world involving area and circumference. This will be explored with more depth in a later module. This slide is simply designed to give you a few ideas.